At first, I just didn't feel like to be a support for separation, but eventually it's a split, so I have to join the majority. And again, it's going to be exciting days, and I'm happy to go forward.
You say at first you did not feel like supporting separation. Why?
Because the time that the war took so long, took 25 years, and eventually we split. To my opinion, I think separation shouldn't have that taken that long. I was a soldier, and I was fighting for the freedom for all of us, the whole Sudan, for liberation for a whole country. But lastly, we decided to split. That wasn't my thinking.
Did you say you were a freedom fighter?
Oh, yes, of course. I was fighting for freedom for all nations.
So now this day is coming. You have friends. Are they all excited about this? I know you have little reservation, but South Sudanese that you know, are they excited about this?
Oh, yeah, most of us are very excited, but there are some people that are still disagree, that are same have same opinion as me. But lastly, we all come together at the end, and we join the majority, and it's not about one person anymore, so we all get together.
I know you are following the news out of South Sudan or out of Sudan. There's this situation about Kordofan, Southern Kordofan, and Abyei. Where are your people from in Sudan?
I'm from Bor. Bor is along a wide Nile, very populated, far from the north or central Sudan, close to Juba, which is the big town in the south. That's where I'm from. The majority of the people who vote for referendum are in Bor.
Now, you were one of the lost boys.
Yes, of course, I'm one of the lost boys who came to America 9 years ago. And
how have things changed for you coming to America?
Oh, a lot of things changed. Even back home, being here, it's grateful. I'm the only one in my family in America getting educated. And looking think back home, a lot of things change, and we talk to people on the phone, and people start to realize to do better than that. I mean, we tell people this is how life in America, we should have the same life over there, and so many changes. So the war stopped, so people are going back to their routine, trying to do better all the time. Well, every time I make phone call, at least I get somebody thanking me and say, thanks for calling. And you're calling from America, the great country. I mean, that's all I get. And we hope for the better.
Of course, they say the great country. I kind of think they also want something from you, from the great country.
Oh, yeah. Well, I tell them this is a peaceful place to be, although it's not peace to some other American. I think it's a peaceful place. I send money sometimes to my family. And it's all good. I think they should be better. Like that, our country should be like America too, even though there's political issues. Yeah, that's what we hope for, betterment for everybody.